of course, also of the healthy behavior that we can have within masculinity. And I think what my problem with that is, it's like a little bit like with racism. If you say someone is racist, then you imagine the neo-Nazi trying to kill someone, and everyone else does not fall within this category. And it's very difficult to talk about the stuff that are lying in between these lines from these extremes. So I think that's one point that I would like to add to that, because when you say toxic, because it's important that we name these extremely dangerous behaviors, it is also important that we learn where we are falling within these lines, and toxic sometimes doesn't allow us to acknowledge this in ourselves, because let's be real, who wants this? Like, who wants to say it is my fault and I am doing something bad here or there? So yeah.
I'm actually, if you could see my face the whole time,
exactly.
I am disgusted. I feel like there are so many topics we could have been talking about, and we come back to this one, and it's something you can't really skip. You gotta sit down and talk about it, but I'm unbothered today. I wanna get into the fighting, but also biting, but also celebrating. And I feel like there is just so much on the list of toxic masculinity that we could just go on and on and on. And it's such a great product of patriarchy for itself. But right now I have this hole in my head that doesn't really allow me to even speak on the subject, because today I am empowered, child. I am empowered to be talking about female and our rights all in general. So yeah, I'm gonna skip this real quick.
Thank you. Oh my god, Lit Legend. ناخونا بلنده و نوکشونم که فرنچه فتیش فود داره و با باربیا هم فرنسه اگه هستی هیترم اصلا اشکالی نداره بی بیا کنم کی کی کیس فرنچه بیبی از یه ترپر میسازم من یه شاعر شاهی گوش میده ولی میخونه برام هایده شبا میخونه آهنگ هاتو دم گوشم و میگه مامی این ترک تو دوست دارم او I love it رنگ مورد علاقم هست تیفنی بلو با این سلبریتی ها رو هم تو سیسیلی وو واسه هالووین شدم یه بابا بابا بانی و ایست قلبی کرد وقتی دید منو بدون بلوز آره فمینین رپ هم آره فمینینم اصله آره سکس پیلم فشاری کرد چاغالا رو ازدم اینا بهم میگن جنده چون دروغ نیست توی رپ هم بیبی من صدای دخترم من صدای یه نسلم خدا فرستاده که بدم رپ و نجم کیمیا علیزاده میگامتون تو دوچان آره یکم لختم او مای گاد چقدر خراب شاین آی وانت مور میدونه خیلی بزدم و شده عاشق چشم و مطمئن باش نمیره توش بدون پروتکشن و تا ریری میاد توی کلاب میبندن کل سکشن و بیفم نیست با دخترات و مگه خولی دستم من مارکت مثل مونوپولی بسکتبال با مترو بومین مثل توهی ففففنا میگن ریری اصلا مثل تونی پر به دستش نمیرسه به گوش میگه پیفی ساخارا پشت گوشی هی می نویسن جیم جیم هندل کردن ریری چون واسه همه سخته کاری می کنم ساخارا جلوم کنن سجده یاسمین که نه علاءالدین زیرم پرژن کارپت سولو نوشتم 2 دقیقه فقط با یه سکارلت از این به بعد راه باز کن دخترم تو مارکت با تفنگ و اسلحه که ندارم من کاری ولی 2 تا دیل دو بیا باهات کنم بازی تو هم اینو بشنو و به این جنده ها بگو که من مادر همه مادرام اسمم زاخار باربی باربی
Talking about toxicity is,
in a point of view, it's not only physical, it's mental. It reduces you into passivity. You cannot do anything without his approval So you need to take yourself from this. That's I can say it's, you cannot in English it's a bit you cannot submit yourself to this. Toxicity is something not healthy for human being. That's it.
Thank you girls for this round. So thank you for this round. For me, toxic masculinity, I definitely love masculinity. I love femininity without toxic, because toxic means harmful for me. When harm begins, there is no way it's some negative thing. We are talking about patriarchy and toxic masculinity as some phenomenon, like not about men. I would highlight it because there are plenty, and I think most of men are good people. Like in my surrounding, I don't have any toxic masculine men because I am not interesting for them. They are not interesting for me. I think we should understand where this toxic masculinity begins. I think it begins with the point where there is no respect again, and when a man doesn't respect a woman by default, like if she is a woman by default, no respect. In this point, I notice the toxicity, and for each of us, we have our own experience, our own definition, like own understanding of such a phenomenon. But let's go on about feminism. So I would like to ask you, what special problems are you fighting for in your personal feminism? Like, I would like to highlight that we are talking about our personal experience. I'm very glad that we don't speak about some common definitions. We just talking about our feelings, about our personal experience. And that's why our discussion is so interesting.
إنه الحديث كثير ممتع عن هاي الموضوع. شو المواضيع النسوية اللي إحنا عم نحارب لتغييرها شخصيا، يعني بناء على شخصيتي، المكان اللي أنا أجيت منه، شو المواضيع اللي بتمنى إنه هي تتغير بالعالم، مواضيع معينة عن النسوية؟
طبعا اليوم حكينا هواي عن النساء، هو المواضيع النسوية اللي يريدها التغيير مو إحنا البس، لازم تكون مثل ما يقول مثل البعض، نحارب على التغيير. المواضيع النسوية،
مواضيع النسوية بتتطرق لحماية المرأة، الدواء صالح للجميع، الإجهاض عند زواج القاصرات، منع زواج عن قتل، جرائم قتل النساء، في أكثر من موضوع. شو أنت بناء على الخلفية تبعك، شو الموضوع اللي بتحسي أهم شيء إنه أنتي شخصياً، غير عن مو لازم نصير مثل الكل، يعني شو اللي أنتي بنظرتك إنه هو مهم إنه نحكي عن هاي الموضوع؟
طبعاً أكيد قبل حكينا بأكثر شيء أحب نحكي بالموضوع يكون أكو الدعم للنساء، وهاي أكثر شيء فرحني. والموضوع أكثر شيء تكون الزواج بالقوة، لأن أنا أحكي أكثر عن بلدي اللي عشت بيها الزواج بالقوة، والختان همينا أكثر. هسه بالعراق أكثر شيء قليل بي، بس متطور على القرية أكثر شيء. لازم بهاي المواضيع اللي نحكي بيها حتى ندعمها.
And try to find the English word for some parts that was mentioned. As I understand, like the first is to support women in all matters. You are like, as you mentioned, it's like I am against the forced marriages around the world, especially the country I came from. And the last part, it's so important, is about the female genitals, which is as well in the country you came from, that it was like as well a topic to raise awareness about this topic and to fight to forbid it.
What do you mean exactly? Could you elaborate? Mm-hmm. What do you mean exactly? This problem about genitals.
I couldn't find the word for that.
Mutilation.
هناك
أكثر من المواضيع اللي لازم نحكي به. أتركها للنساء الجالسين هناك. وعلى بالنسبة لي هاي اللي حكيت بها، يعني أتمنى بكل الدول اللي بيها هذني المواضيع يتغير إلى الأحسن.
I would as well try to talk about the past and about healing and processing the future. But I would leave the space as well for the others to say their opinion.
Thank you. So the question is, so we have one more guest. Begin with, are you a feminist and where are you from?
Hello, I'm Media All. I think most people here know me. Happy Women's Day for all of you. I'm happy to be here. So just I'm interested to speak about feminist and just to highlight that now I'm in Deutschland from like since 3 years, but still I know that alhamdulillah, that's thanks God that I'm here, but still women in Syria now are suffering too much, and especially we can like speak till now women are behaving as a goods, you know, people are selling them during the war. This is the most important thing that I want to talk about it, but maybe I will speak in Arabic and Dream will translate some. Yeah?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Because I cannot explain.
Fortunately, we have a translator, of course.
So عم بقول إنه شيء منيح إنه نحكي إنه نحن حاليا هون بنحكي عن حقوق النساء بالوقت اللي الناس هون عم تحكي عن اختلاف بالأجور أو بأجور العمل، أو نحكي فيه عن حقوق النساء بالمشاركة السياسية الكافية. نحن ببلدنا لساتنا عم نحكي عن الاحتياجات الأساسية للنساء اللي لحد الآن حق الحياة اللي هو أبسط الحقوق ما عم تتمتع فيه بالشكل الكافي. إلى الآن النساء بيتعرضوا للسبي، للاغتصاب، للبيع، بيكونوا سبايا بشكل ما ممكن يتخيله العقل البشري، أنه هل من الممكن نكون بهذا العصر ولازال النساء بيتعاملوا بهذا الشكل؟ فبهذا اليوم بتمنى أنه يوم من الأيام بشوف النساء بسوريا بيتمتعوا بالقدر الكافي من الحريات. فكون أنه أني أكون مثلا بنت كردية ببلد في حرب، أن أكون مرأة هي شغلة كبيرة، أني أكون كردية لسه هي بتكون أقوى، وببلد يكون في الحرب، فبتحسي أنه بمجرد أنك تكوني امرأة عم تحاربي حتى بدون ما تعملي أي شيء.
Thank you so much. So the translation, I will do my best. It's good to be in Germany and to have the right to be here. I'm here since 3 years. It's good to be celebrating this day, International Women's Day, to see all the feminists here in Germany having topics like equal payment and having the right to be in a political part, having more political participation. In my country, women are still, until now, having fighting for the right to live. There is still, until now, there is a lot of rape. There is a lot of women kidnapped. A lot of women are sold. This is not believable for me to process the difference that we are having around the world, from especially the war in Syria. For me to be not only coming from a country from war, but to be as well a Kurdish woman, it makes it more stronger, and it makes it fighting is an existential thing. Have I translated right?
Oh,
okay.
Great. So, I repeat the question, or you remember?
Girl, I can go on forever. Unfortunately, well, I think what I'm trying to be raising awareness for in my so-called little feminism that I got in my corner is literally the most basic human rights you can think of: freedom of speech, freedom to express ourselves, and to end physical and mental abuse against women. And it's, when I talk about feminism, when I talk about women's rights, I'm mostly talking about the region that you guys also talked about, is the Middle East, because I'm from there. And personally, going through what we all went through, it's just, it doesn't let go, and you gotta find a way to somehow fight what you witness so that it doesn't happen to more and more women as it is happening. I fight to try to raise awareness for our female Iranian political prisoners in Iran who are right now being raped on a daily basis before execution, because in order to deny them from going to heaven, according to mullahs, virgins don't go to heaven, so they have to be raped before execution. I fight for our women to not only vote, but also run a country, as we have the wisdom, knowledge, and education to do so. I try to fight and for the rights of education for all women, as we are seeing what has been going on in Afghanistan since the Taliban has taken over. And it's something that went under the carpet. Like, we talked about this matter, like, I heard it was big on the news, it was big in the media, and then it just stopped. Like, you don't see people losing any word on women in Afghanistan. And I feel like we just left our sisters behind. Like, it just feels awful. I think about it on a daily basis, and my hands are just short. Our hands are just too short to be reaching out to anything. So the only thing we can do is to get loud and nosy and annoying about it. I try to fight to raise awareness for the countries that still weaponize women's bodies. They cut women's bodies, sell women's bodies. I wish for my fight to go beyond the Middle East, but I'm going to be honest with y'all, but the thing is, as long as the women there are witnessing such horrific stuff, I think my fight will be concentrated and centered around Iran and the Middle East.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, after hearing all that, what I can add is that in, for example, in Mali, they are beating a woman is quite of kind of cultural. It's, I cannot say that it's normal, but it's kind of part of the culture. Like, when a woman is beaten by a man and mentally persecuted, she will have a blessed kids, kind of. So it's really mental stuff like that. And women, young girls' excision, it's forbidden by the laws. You know, it's written in, on paper and stuff like that. But practically, it's always, it's still quite normal. Yeah, there is a lot to say, to fight about. So, I will just stop there for the moment. Yeah.
Girls, so many awful things are considered to be normal, as we have heard now. Very much thing to do, and I'm shocked. Like Jay, I was shocked. Like what you said about religion, like something what should be on the side of kindness, and you are talking about that they are raped because for them not to go to paradise. It's absolutely, I don't know, I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. And it's about religion, and I don't know how to, how people can support some, these regimes. And what to say? It's obviously like, you know, I just want Iranian women succeed and win this awful war against humanity, like for humanity, you know? It's a matter of humanity. It's a matter of some being a human, like not even politic, not even feminism or like something else. You know, I have been to Iran for 3 years. I lived there. And I know what are you talking about? Yeah, I know because we could speak this topic really long. I think our topic, our discussion just begin now. Really, I have this feeling. So we have to finish it in 15 minutes, but 10 minutes, yeah. But there is so much really extremely important things we raised now from what you, Lana, said about like women are like good, a good in some countries, you know, like some subject, like not even human beings, and about beating as a part of normal behavior. I know what I'm talking about. In Ukraine, we used to say, not we, but our ancestors, for example, grandmother told, if he beats you, means he loves you. Yes. And everyone understood this proverb like something normal and even some proofment of love. If he beats you, means he cares about you. Like, and I remember this was normal, some kind. But we are fighting not to hear all these awful things again, like in the nearest future. I want to thank you girls for you to come here to share all your these not very, absolutely not easy topics and, I don't know, experiences like this. Maybe you want to say, all of us, each of us, maybe you want to say in this special day, in this important day, some your message, your personal message on this team about your feminism, like.
Okay, رسالتي إلى كل النساء العالم. أتمنى لهم الجميع تحقيق الأمنياتهم. أتمنى لهم القوة والصبر وغير هيك ما عندي شيء.
I wish to all the women around the world more strength to fight for the equality. And thank you.
شكراً لكم.
So happy Women's Day to all women in all around the world. Just it's short message that every woman should know that she is.
ايش هي ذات قيمه بالانجليزي بالله
that she is have a value.
Worthy.
Yeah, worthy and deserve all the best. And to be a fighter of human rights, it's not mean that we should be gegen's. What is gegen's?
Against. Engaged.
What is Mina? Yeah.
Against men, but to fight for
something.
Yeah, for this us. Not against them, but for us.
Happy Women's Day, I guess.
I would say, do you want to shout something as an end? If something you want to shout in a demo or something, what would you like to say?
Jinjiana Zadi!
Jinjiana Zadi!
Жінка,
Азаді.
Азаді.
Жінка, життя, свобода.
Woman, life, freedom, I translate.
I can say it in Arabic also. Мара, хаят, хурия. Мара, хурия, хаят.
Do you have anything to add, girls? Or listen?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. So we are having a music pause, yeah?
برای توی کوچه رخصیدن، برای ترسیدن به وقت بوسیدن، برای خواهرم، خواهرت، خواهرامون، برای تغییر مهسا که پوسیدن، برای شرمندگی، برای بی پولی، برای حضرت یک زندگی معمولی، برای کودک زبال گرد و آرزوهاش، برای این اقتصاد دستوری، برای این هوای آلوده، برای ولی اصر و درخت های فرسوده، برای پیروز و احتمال انقراضش، برای سگ های بیگناه ممنوعه، برای گریه های بی وقفه، برای تصویر تکرار این لحظه، برای چهره که میخنده، برای دانش آموزا، برای آینده، برای این بهشت اجباری، برای مخبه های زندانی، برای کودکان افغانی، برای این همه برای غیر تکرانی، برای این همه شوارهای تو خالی، برای آوار خونه های پوشالی، برای احساس آرامش، برای خورشید پس از شبهای طولانی، برای قرص های اعصاب و بیخوابی، برای مرد میهن آبادی، برای دختری که آرزو داشت پسر بود، برای زن زندگی.
Come on, voices. سلاو عزیزان دیسان گرانو بولاتان بو برنامه کی تازه پیسکشی اکین به ایوی خوشویستی گو گرانی رادیو کوراکس من شعرکم داناوا پیشکشکم به جنابتان به زمانی فارسی و به زمانی انگلیزی.
Hello dear listeners, welcome back. I read a poet in Kurdish and it is translated into English and Farsi.
امرو حزم کر کمیک لگل یک بچینه گشتی دنگ.
Today I would like us to travel together.
جاری کمروف.
امروز دلم میخواد با هم سفر بشیم.
جاری کمروف هستکاد دنگی ناو خوی زور قرصه.
Sometimes a person feels that their inner voice is very heavy.
گاهی آدم حس میکنه صدای درونش سنگینی میکنه.
بلام نتوانم بسی بکات. منیش وها هستم هبو لهر شنیک بیت لرگای رادیو بیت.
But they cannot describe it. I have had these feelings too, wherever it may be, whether through radio.
منم این احساساتو داشتم. هر جا باشه. از طریق رادیو.
یان نوستین بیه، یان گرانی، یان شعر.
Or writing, or singing, or poetry.
یا از طریق آواز، یا شعر.
مروف دتوانی دنگی خوی بگینی تا جیهان.
A person can send their voice out into the world.
آدم میتونه صداشو به گوش دنیا برسونه.
عزیزانم من خوام افرتیکم حز دکم دنگم هبی.
My dear ones, I am a woman who wants to have a voice.
عزیزان من زنی ام که دوست دارم صدا داشته باشم.
لهموش یک حز بکات بخوام خوزگه دنگی دنگم خوش باید و گرانیم دخویند یعنی شعرم دخویند.
Wherever I am, I want to feel my existence. I wish my voice were beautiful and could sing or recite poetry.
هر جایی که هستم وجودم رو دوست دارم حس کنم. کاش صدام خوب بود و میتونستم آواز بخونم یا شعر بخونم.
بلام امرو من به همان دنگی ساده لگلتانم.
But today I'm here with you in this program with my simple voice.
اما امروز با همون صدای ساده تو این برنامه همراهتونم.
من ام برنامه دکم هندی جار نازانم دنگم که دگات کیه گوی لگریت کیه لگلم هست دکات.
I'm presenting this program. Sometimes I don't know where my voice reaches, who is listening, who can share in my feelings.
نمیدونم صدام به کجا میرسه، کی گوش میده، کی میتونه در احساساتم شریک بشه.
بلام باورم وایا اگر دنگت هبیت کسیش هیا من زور حولم داوه دنگم بگینم هندی جار اولامم ور نگرتوا.
But I believe that if there is a voice, there will also be a journey. I have tried a lot to make my voice heard. Sometimes I received no response.
اما باورم اینه اگه صدا باشه سفر هم خواهد بود. من خیلی تلاش کردم صدام رو برسونم. بعضی وقتا هیچ پاسخی نگرفتم. اما تسلیم نشدم.
بلم نوستم ایو پیتانوای جی واتای گشتی دنگ آیه تنها گرانیا یان دنگی که خوشه یان دنگی که نرمو هیمنا.
But I didn't give up. What do you think the journey of voice means? Is it only singing? A beautiful voice or a gentle and pleasant voice?
اما تسلیم نشدم. نظر شما در مورد سفر صدا چیه؟ آیا تنها آوازه، صدای زیبا یا صدای دلنشین و دلنگیز؟
پیشنیارم بوتن اویا هر کسی لعیو دنگی هیا دتوانید پیوندی به برنامه و بکن. دنگ تان بگرنه گشت اگر گرانی بید، شعر بید، چی روگ بید؟
My suggestion to you is this. Every one of you who has a voice, you can contact our program. Let your voice travel, whether it is a song, a poem, a story.
بهتون پیشنهاد میدم هر کس از شما که صدایی دارد میتونه با برنامه ما تماس بگیرن. صداتون رو به پرواز در بیارین. اگر آواز باشه، شعر باشه، داستان باشه یا حتی اگه فریادی باشه، مهم نیست صدات چجوری باشه.
یان تن نتاوار یک بیت مهم نیه دنگت چونه، مهم اوه دنگت هبیت. اگر اتوان نتوانید گش بکیت دنگت دتوانید گش بکات. امرو کتای به برنامه کمان دینیم بلام گشتی دنگ کتایی نایت. سپاس بگیو گرتن.
Or even a cry. It doesn't matter what your voice sounds like. What matters is that you have a voice. If you cannot travel travel, your voice can travel. Today, I bring my program to an end, but the journey of voice never ends. Thank you for listening.
مهم اینه که صدا داشته باشی. اگه نمیتونی سفر کنی، صدات میتونه سفر کنه. امروز برنامه رو به پایان میرسونم، اما سفر صدا به پایان نمیرسه. ممنون که گوش دادین.
زور سپاس بگو گرتن دوباره. خواهتا نگم.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
اخ لی 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 دل آلی اخ لی 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 هوالی گوره بوزه چبخ زاله گوره بوزه چبخ زاله ناده لالا ما برمنا ناده لالا ما برمنا حسران خو گرگر ننا حسران خو گرگر ننا چنگو وردش بیما ونا چنگو وردش بیما ونا بارا
teach you, I can love you if you get it. seek no heed, but I am not the one to close. We can talk this shit about you, long as you know that it's false. I am earthly, I am heaven, I am what I like to be. When I ask for what I want, somehow it finds me.
Grats, 41 roll it and let you know what time it is. Check. then get back to business. Please, you better not play me. Oh, come here, baby. Hope you still like me. Pay me. My persuasion can build a nation. Endless power. Without love, we can devour. You'll do anything for me.
I don't. me fui contra la corriente y también me perdí. Fracasé, me encontré, lo viví y aprendí. Cuando te pegas fuerte, más profundo es el beat, sí. Sigo bailando y escribiendo mis letras. Sigo cantando con las puertas abiertas. Atravesando por toda esta tierra. Y no hay que viajar tanto para encontrar la respuesta. Hey, no te preocupes si no te aprueban. Cuando te critiquen, tú solo di. Soy yo. Hey. A mí me gusta estar en la arena, bañarme en el mar sin razón, sin problema. Estoy sentada sin hacer nada, mirando de lejos y estar relajada. Hey. No te preocupes si no te aprueban. Cuando te critiquen, tú solo di. Soy yo.
Jesus, as bodo barangesh. از جان و دل.